It's time for Supply Chain Now Radio, sponsored by Apex Atlanta and Talent Stream. Broadcasting live from the supply chain capital of the country, Atlanta, Georgia, Supply Chain Now Radio spotlights the best in all things supply chain. The people, the companies, the technologies, the best practices, and the critical issues of the day. Now, here are your hosts.
Good afternoon, Scott Luton here with you on Supply Chain Now Radio. Welcome to the show. Like all of our series here on Supply Chain Now Radio, you can find our replays on a variety of channels, iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Business Radio X. As always, we'd love to have you subscribe so you don't miss anything. On today's show, we're going to be talking about manufacturing and the Association for Manufacturing Excellence, which has a really neat event coming up here in Atlanta just a few weeks away. So let's welcome our featured guests. This afternoon, we've got Jerry Feaster, former Vice President of Manufacturing for Lochinvar in Lebanon, Tennessee. Good afternoon, Jerry.
Good afternoon, Scott.
Glad to have you with us. We also have Larry Fast, Southeast Region Director for the Association for Manufacturing Excellence. Hello, Larry.
Hey, Scott. Good to be with you.
Glad you are back with us once again. Repeat guests. We love those. Finally, we have Tim Jenkins, Plant Manager at Horaeus Tenevo. Good afternoon, Tim.
Hey, Scott. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Thanks for taking some time out to share some of your perspective with us. So where we want to start our conversation today is we want our listeners to learn a little bit more about each of you. So let's start with Jerry Feaster again. And Jerry, this might be a trick question. What do you do in your current role? And then follow that up with what early experiences or lessons learned did you think led you to building a career in manufacturing?
Okay. Well, that's great, Scott. Thanks. Well, as you mentioned in your introduction, I recently retired from a very satisfying 40-year career in manufacturing. I was Vice President of Manufacturing for Lochinvar until 7 weeks ago. Also, in addition to that, I have been involved with AME for a number of years, and for the last 5 years, I've been a volunteer board member for AME Southeast Region, and I'm currently the chair of the 2019 Atlanta Lean Summit, May 6th through 9th, which you mentioned. As far as manufacturing, I really got started. I grew up in the Rust Belt in Northwest Indiana near a lot of the steel mills, and there at the time were a lot of manufacturing positions around, so I worked at a few plants when I was in high school and in college, and found I really kind of enjoyed making things and trying to improve systems and processes. After pursuing coursework at Purdue University, where I was pursuing a degree in industrial management, I was exposed to a lot of Fortune 500 companies through case studies, through CEOs coming in and sharing with our class, policy classes, and I just kind of developed a very much of a passion for manufacturing. People say once you get manufacturing in your blood, you just really enjoy it and want to continue to pursue that and improve processes and systems. So for those considering moving into a manufacturing career, I would strongly endorse that. It's a very rewarding career.
Mm. And you're a case study for how it might get in your blood and keep you in the industry for 40 years, right, Jerry?
That's right. That's right. And I don't intend to let it go.
Well, congratulations. We'll talk a little bit more about both your current project being the Lean Atlanta Summit that's coming up that you're chairing, as well as what you're going to be up to in your retirement. So again, thanks for joining us and sharing a little more about yourself. So let's move right along to Larry Fast. And Larry, if you could answer the same two questions, you know, what do you do in your current role? And then secondly, you know, what early experiences or lessons learned led you to build a career in manufacturing?
Okay, well, I'm currently a Southeast Region Board and Director Program Director for the Atlanta Lean Summit. Been on the board for about 10 years and involved with AME to one extent or another over probably 25 to 30 years of its 35-year existence. I got fired up about manufacturing early on because my dad had a 35-year career in manufacturing, and I thought it was just kind of cool, the stuff that they made and how they made it. And also, like Jerry, I worked at a factory during summers when I was going to college, and had pretty well decided that's the career I wanted after serving my military obligation back in those days. So, when I got into manufacturing, then it was all about, getting better and how to improve processes, and it became a very inspiring career and one that was really gratifying to help plants get a lot better, help people understand that, they've got a vital role to play in providing a culture so that they could, in fact, engage and be an important part of the solution to process improvement. So, real passionate about it, continue to be, and always like to, get out and stomp around factories.
It is very rewarding, and I've always really enjoyed how manufacturing professionals really enjoy shop talk, but also, sharing what's working and what isn't working, so that helps make everybody get better.
You bet.
Yeah. So thank you, Larry. I appreciate that. Let's move right along to Tim Jenkins, again, plant manager at Horaeus Tenevo, one of the plant tour sites for the upcoming Lean Summit in Atlanta. So, Tim, same thing, same two questions to you. So what do you do in your current role, and what lessons learned or experiences early on led you to building a career in manufacturing?
All right, Scott. Currently I am the plant manager of Horaeus, and with that I oversee operations, engineering, safety, MRP, things like that. I think what we got is factory is, at least in my mind, I was kind of like born an engineer. I taking things apart, figuring out how they work. I did pursue an education at University of Illinois and became a ceramic engineer. And from that, just the manufacturing environment, I really love working on improving processes and working on helping people themselves. And really just everything about manufacturing, I like it. We started in engineering aspect of things, then moved into manufacturing, which, again, I think it's great. I think it's great working with people. You get to see people really grow and improve and make things better. So I think it's very satisfying.
Lot of passion on with these three folks here. So in ceramic engineering, you must have had to have excellent grades to become a ceramic engineer, I'm assuming, Tim.
Pretty good grades. Again, engineering in general is a great field. Ceramic engineering is a very small, narrow field, but you learn a lot of things that help you in any career choice you make.
Fantastic. Well, appreciate you joining us here today. When you run the plant, I can only imagine how many full plates you have, so appreciate you carving some time out. So let's shift gears a little bit here. We're going to bring Larry back into the conversation. And Larry, again, we really enjoyed having you on Supply Chain Now Radio a month and a half ago in the studio in Atlanta. And we dove into that conversation, sharing more about AME with our listeners. But for those that may have missed that episode, talk to us about AME. Let's start with, what does AME do?
Well, AME is a volunteer organization that's real passionate about achieving and sustaining manufacturing excellence. The Association for Manufacturing Excellence was founded back in the mid-80s, and, here we are, almost 35 years later, still passionate about continuous improvement, still passionate about people's roles in being part of the solution with cultures that are are open. And it's an organization that is run by about 15 paid people in Chicago and thousands of volunteers. That's often a key point that gets missed, is that, you know, all the work that Jerry and Tim and I do is all on a volunteer basis. And you know, we carve out the time that's necessary in order to meet our obligations for the Southeast region. But there are always events going on across the country, which including, you know, Canada and Great Britain, where we have operations. And, you know, it's just an organization that is relentless about trying to, you know, spread the word, to train up people, help them become more capable of being successful to achieve manufacturing excellence. So it's a place where passionate manufacturing folks kind of hang out and look for opportunities to teach workshops and run lean summits in Atlanta and things like that.
Love it. And you've already kind of touched on what you do for AME, the organization. Anything else you'd like to add to that?
You mean relative to AME specifically?
Yes, sir.
You know, I don't know that I would add a lot more except to just emphasize the reach that this organization has. They have an international conference every October, which is, you know, gosh, many times over larger than the Lean Summit in Atlanta, and draws, you know, really top drawer keynoters. For example, one of my favorite keynoters at an international conference was now watch me forget his name, the really curly-haired guy that wrote books, Blink, and so forth.
Malcolm Gladwell,
yeah. So that's the caliber of speakers that you see at the international conference. So just lots going on most of the year, one thing or another.
It sounds like it. And I've enjoyed, as an AME member and programming participant, there's so much value in the events, because I think just like on this interview here, this podcast, our listeners can pick up on the passion just in this digital room. Well, imagine, you know, 200 folks with this level of passion in the room talking, you know, world-class manufacturing and continuous improvement. And it's really a rewarding experience. So, Larry, one last question before we dive more into the 2019 Lean Summit is, you know, what's been your favorite aspect of participating in AME programming through your time?
Well, you know, I just get a kick out of helping people learn to be better. And I think that's kind of at the root of what drives all these volunteer efforts, is just to share the experience. You know, I got 45 years experience in manufacturing, and it's just fun to help people think differently or learn to think differently about certain topics, learn new tools to use in order to accomplish process improvement. It's just really a gratifying experience to help others get better.
Absolutely. So we've all touched on AME's events and programming, and we are very fortunate to be having the 2019 AME Lean Summit here in Atlanta coming up just a couple weeks from now. And I want to pose a couple questions to you, Jerry, Tim, and Larry about different components of what makes up the 2019 Lean Summit, to give our listeners a feel for the value proposition for you know, getting registered and coming out and participating. So, Jerry, we're going to start with you again, and if you could, tell us about some of the speakers that will be featured as part of the 2019 Lean Summit.
Okay, so the way the summit is organized is we have a networking reception Monday night, then Tuesday we have tours all day, and then Wednesday we have 8-hour workshops and then two keynote speakers. So the featured keynote speakers are Mark Braun. Mark is the president of Cambridge Engineering out of Kansas City, and he was previously the vice president of manufacturing, and he's going to talk about how to engage every employee every single day in continuous improvement. And another one of the things they're doing there is using video to share and accelerate improvement activity. And he has a bunch of very passionate lean practitioners on the floor in his term, in his company. And he's just going to talk about how the whole workforce has been really engaged in their continuous improvement processes. And I think people attending this will find his talk very inspiring when they go back and try to get their teams more engaged in continuous improvement. And then the second keynote speaker is Crystal Davis. Crystal is the CEO of the Lean Coach. She's a lean practitioner, does a lot of lean leadership development. She's worked throughout the world in improving processes, and she has an industrial engineering background. She's very familiar with the lean tools, but the main focus is on leadership. And she, many of your people that subscribe to your podcast may be familiar with her. She's done a lot of work in and around the Atlanta area with workshops, and she's worked with other organizations as well as AME.
Yes, she actually, we've gotten several emails from our listeners confirming the speakers, along with some great feedback around Crystal's work throughout Metro Atlanta. So what a great speaker to get along with Mark Braun for the Lean Summit. So Jerry, important question, though. Is Mark Braun going to be bringing some barbecue with him from Kansas City?
I don't know. Maybe we could arrange that. The food will be great, whether it's Kansas City barbecue or not.
There we go. There we go. Well, let's shift gears. One other really neat component that's really a hallmark of AME programming is plant tours. And bringing Tim Jenkins back into the conversation. So, Tim, we've got an impressive lineup of plant tours. Which tours are you most looking forward to and why?
Well, yeah, we've got 14 companies, fabulous array of things to see. Each participant in the conference will get to go to three companies and view what they're doing, how they're doing lean, as well. We'll provide some feedback to those companies and have some interactive discussions. A couple of the great tours we've got, some big names that people will know, is Caterpillar, Delta TechOps, that's the group that does for Delta Airlines, but they also do maintenance for lots of airlines throughout the world. This is a world-class facility. We're going to see some great things there. Some other big names we have is Han. Han does a lot of office furniture. But some of the smaller companies that no one's ever really heard of have some great offerings that really you can learn a lot of new techniques, new things to see. I'm really excited. We've got, 14 companies that offer a lot for participants to see.
Outstanding lineup of plant tours. And Tim, a follow-up question for you. What value do plant hosts see in having fellow professionals and practitioners coming in and touring their operations, you think?
And I think that's the one thing that people don't necessarily understand or they miss, is if you host a tour, you've got 30 professionals coming throughout. They're going to give you places, ideas for improvement, areas that you might be able to change or improve on. And at the end of the tour, we typically have a discussion and really discuss these things and talk about what possibilities are.
Terrific opportunity. I think a really important component of the overall Lean Summit is the plant tour opportunities there. So shifting back over to Larry Fast. Larry, let's talk about some of the workshops that will be offered during Lean Summit.
Sure, and I think whether it's tours, keynotes, or workshops, it really plays into the AME motto, basically, which is share, learn, and grow. And certainly doing a lot of sharing, learning, and growing with these workshops. We've got a lineup of six outstanding workshops. The first one's called People-Centric Leadership, How to Build a People-Centric Culture in Your Organization. the speaker is going to be Cindy Hines. She's been certified by AME National to teach this class. It's about learning behaviors required to build a culture where everyone is fulfilled by pursuing excellence and everybody flourishes, both individually and as a team. There's underlying thinking that's critical to driving people-centric behavior, and the key leadership behaviors necessary to enable it. Toyota Kata is a very popular workshop, and we've done this, I think, at every Lean Summit we've had since 2013. It's taught by Hank Zarnecki from Auburn University and Bill Krause from Arkansas. It's a four-step Kata methodology: challenge, current condition, target condition, and test. They're going to apply that to their own little company called Buzz Electronics, a discrete manufacturing operation, and through simulations and storyboards, the improvement kata and the coaching kata will be utilized to demonstrate how transformations happen. The third workshop is called Creating Metrics to Drive Performance. Learn how to create and sustain a metric-driven organization. The speakers are Ade Shidabe and Mike Stonecipher. They're from Georgia Tech's Innovation and Technology Group. This workshop will help our students learn how to translate business and manufacturing information in a way that improves decision-making, guides your organization toward achieving its strategic objectives. And importantly, they talk not only about what to measure, but what not to measure. Very interesting.
Absolutely.
The fourth workshop is Conflict is the Root of All Waste, Why Continuous Improvement Doesn't Stick, which is a major topic always, unfortunately. We have a lot of false starts going on around the world. But Scott Galvin from our Northeast region will teach that. We'll discover why continuous improvement doesn't stick and how employee engagement drives a continuous improvement culture. And he'll talk about the keys to unlocking that performance potential. The fifth workshop is called Building a Dream Team to Accelerate Your Team's Journey to Perfection, Heartbeat Leaders First. This is a workshop that we did at our maiden voyage of a Lean Summit in 2013, and it's been one of our best scoring workshops each Lean Summit we've had, so it's back for another encore. They talk about putting the right kind of talent in place to apply continuous improvement, learn the tool set, eliminate waste, work on reducing total cost and improving productivity. But it all starts with leadership. And then finally, our sixth workshop is called Lean Champions to Maximize Business Performance through Lean, Six Sigma, and Team Performance Improvements. We learn the best teams naturally and seamlessly boost employee engagement to make more money year over year regardless of top line revenue. And as and as our friend Elijah Hu Goldratt used to say, it's always about making more money. So Lean Champion course is about how do we remove the obstacles and make the company more profitable and more ongoing long term. So quite a lineup of workshops. I'm excited about it. I wish I could attend all of them, but since I'm the program chair, I'll get a dipstick all six of them, okay?
There you go. And it's open to AME members and non-members, right, Larry?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. And they can register for these workshops and their tours on that ame.org/Atlanta website. They can do that right when they register.
So I know Jerry and Larry in particular, we talked about some of the networking opportunities and the peer-to-peer learning, as well as the overall value of the value prop in such a condensed amount of time. I mean, we're talking workshops, plant tours, networking, keynote speakers. You know, you better bring your vitamins as you come to the Lean Summit because there's going to be something to do nonstop. So, but for the sake of time, I want to drive to one key point, which Larry touched on at the end there, is where to go get more information. We'll cover this at the end of the podcast, but again, AME.org is the organization website where you can find out about AME and everything we're up to. But for this Lean Summit right here in Atlanta, the supply chain city, you can go to AME.org/Atlanta, which will take you to the registration site for the 2019 AME Lean Summit here in Atlanta. So looking forward to that. And if you can't find what you're looking for, send us a note to Scott, S-C-O-T-T, at supplychainnowradio.com, and we'll make sure we get you in good hands and get you the information you're looking for. So great event coming up, again, May 6th through the 9th. We've got three volunteer leaders on this call with us here today that are all playing a part in making sure it's a home run event. But if we shift a little bit from the Lean Summit, Jerry, Larry, and Tim, if I could get each of y'all to weigh in on, you know, an industry trend or observation that you're really keeping your finger on the pulse of here in recent weeks, what would that be? And let's start with Jerry, if we can.
Okay, thanks, Scott. So a big trend for me is the whole concept of the evolution of lean manufacturing. About 15 years into my manufacturing career, I was exposed to lean manufacturing. James Walbach, Dan Jones had just published The Machine That Changed the World, and I found myself leading a lean transformation for an appliance manufacturer with some help of consultants. And it was just the biggest transformational change in my career. Everything I thought I knew about manufacturing, I had to unlearn and start over. When I was working for this appliance manufacturer, we used to brag that we had 18 miles of conveyor in our plant during plant tours, and we're just having partially completed products traveling around the plant, and that was somehow supposed to be impressive. And so I continue to be amazed through the last 25 years to see how lean really works and how it engages the hearts and minds of those people building the product. I'm constantly amazed at how you could do more with less, less space, less capital investment, and definitely less waste. And you're really focusing on adding value for the customer at every step in the manufacturing process. That's been the biggest transformation and the biggest trend in manufacturing for the last 25 years. And it continues to be a huge trend. And in the past 5 years, I've really been focused on the people side of lean and about team engagement and to get a culture where everybody is excited and passionate about trying to make things better, not just for the customer, of course for the customer, but also for themselves. So I've been really focusing on how can we develop our people better to be able to measure their processes and understand how to change their processes, how can we empower them to try things, how can we get their great ideas. The people on the plant floor that are working, they're the process experts. They know all the inputs, the outputs, they know all the issues. And if you could truly get their hearts and minds engaged, you would be amazed at what can be accomplished through those efforts. And it's just very rewarding to see everybody on the same page working as a team in a collaborative environment to make things better. One of the issues I think we have in manufacturing is a lot of people don't think it's exciting to work in manufacturing. And if you would go to one of these tours and see how people are engaged and how their life is changing and how they feel like they can make a contribution, it's a very exciting career, and there's a lot exciting happening in manufacturing right now.
Absolutely.
Hey,
absolutely.
Scott.
Yes, sir.
Scott, is this where we say amen? Or
it is. And Larry, please, if you can piggyback on a lot of what Jerry shared, or you know, share what you've been tracking lately from a trend and observation standpoint.
Well, you know, it's a trend that isn't, you know, particularly flashy or forward-looking, but it's something that I've, you know, written columns about and so forth in the recent past, where, you know, I think there's maybe too much of a trend for, you know, what's next, you know, the next shiny object. And my view is that we should assume from an operating standpoint out in the factories that there isn't a what's next. What we need to do is master what it is we're trying to do right now with continuous improvement. And the what next stuff often turns out to be a flash in the pan or whatever. But what we do in the factories, hopefully with top management support and leadership, is that we continue the efforts hour to hour, day by day, month by month, and so forth. It's a career-long commitment to manufacturing excellence, to achieve it, sustain it, pass it on generation to generation. So until every manufacturing company has mastered that, then it doesn't matter much what's next, because it's going to be peripheral and, you know, an add-on or whatever. I mean, there's a big fuss right now about the, you know, IIoT 4.0 and so forth, and then 5.0 after that. You know, that's going to be important technology, and, you know, maybe 10 years from now it has a lot of impact. But there's a very small part of the organization that will be worried about that right now, in my opinion. I think we've got to maintain the focus, and we've got to remember that, you know, the course that we're on is unchanging. And, you know, without the stick-to-itiveness of the leadership, we end up with lots of false starts and ultimately fall by the wayside. I've not seen a recent poll on this, but one that was done several years ago from Industry Week suggested that less than 5% who start a CI journey are still on the journey after 10 years. And I can tell you, during one of the workshops that I teach, I ask, you know, every member of the audience to talk to me about how long they've been on continuous improvement. And then I ask them, how many of you have never had a restart or a false start? And the numbers change dramatically. I maybe get one hand out of the entire workshop group that has been on the original journey for more than 10 years. So that's where I spend my time, you know, when I do some consulting and that sort of thing. That's where I spend my time, is staying focused on what it is that's not done yet and will never be done if we do it right.
Fantastic. Appreciate you sharing, Larry. And Tim Jenkins, let's wrap up this segment with your thoughts. What are some of the trends or observations that you've kept your finger on the pulse with in the manufacturing sector here lately?
To me, the biggest trend is that really the focus on the people. I think that, you know, the direct employees, the people who are actually making money for the company, have a huge amount of value to add to the process. You know, we talk about as engineers and management, there's problems and how do you solve the problems, but honestly, the people on the floor, the people making the product, they have the answers. They know how to make things better. We just need to work with them to get that answer out of them. They may not know how to express it. They may not know how to tell us what the answer is, but we work with them and they've got the answers. As we work with the people, I think it's to me the most satisfying thing is when, you know, you're working with someone and suddenly the light bulb goes off and they get it, right? And then they, oh, I understand now. Oh, here's how we fix the problem. Here's what we should do. Here's the importance. So I really see it as the people on the floor that you need to help them come out with the answers, and that we also need to educate them and grow them. Really, it's really about growing the people, because that is your most valuable resource, I think, hands down.
Fantastic. So true to the mantra that AME embraces, share, learn, grow. And what I'm picking up on from each of your perspective as volunteers with AME is that share, learn, grow, both for the organization, but also for the individual professional. Making the company stronger, the manufacturing organization strong, but also a stronger workforce with stronger advancing individuals. So that's been a great message to wrap up on. All right, so right before we conclude this podcast here on Supply Chain Now Radio, our team here wants to congratulate Jerry Feaster on his retirement. 40 years well served. And Jerry, all that time was in the manufacturing industry, is that right?
That's right. Yes, I worked for an appliance manufacturer for 20 years. I worked for a company that made consumer products for a couple of years that was mainly for DIY markets. And then I worked for Lochinvar A.L. Smith for 20 years making water heaters and boilers. And so it kind of all came home when I was manufacturing boilers, because at the beginning of the podcast, I mentioned I went to Purdue University, and I was a Purdue Boilermaker from the start. So,
a shameless commercial on Purdue.
That's right.
Scott, do I get equal time? I'm at Indiana University. They're our biggest rival.
So we've got to have a plug for Purdue and a plug for Indiana. And Tim,
there you go.
You want to plug yours as well?
Goodbye.
University of Illinois, absolutely.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, hey, Jerry, officially moving into a new chapter as of 7 weeks ago. So if you can share with our listeners, you know, what are your plans as you move into retirement? Can you share a bucket list item or two with us?
Sure. Well, I'd like to play golf. My golf game's pathetic, but I think everybody's getting more interested in golf after Tiger's amazing turnaround at the Masters. So that gives me hope as well. My wife and I plan to travel more, plan some trips to Western Europe probably next year, hope to get to Vancouver this year. Sometime we'd like to see the Northern Lights, so that's kind of a bucket list item. And I've got 5 grandchildren, and you work this long and in your career and in ministry, and you learn, some of the things, you pick up some skills, and you make a lot of mistakes. And so I really am just kind of looking forward to continuing in mentoring relationships with ministry, with my church, and continue to work with AME, and just spend a lot of time helping, investing in my grandchildren and my family.
Mm. Well, we appreciate what you do. All three of y'all clearly are passionate about giving back, but Jerry, is particularly striking with me as you wrap up 40 years in the manufacturing industry, which is always exciting, but there's never a dull moment. And then so you move straight from that phase into helping out with events like the Lean Summit, so helping others along their journey. So appreciate what you do, as well as Larry and Tim. And one quick thing again before we move into a couple of quick announcements and close today's Supply Chain Now Radio podcast. Again, if you're interested in AME, simple, AME.org. If you're interested in the 2019 AME Lean Summit here in Atlanta, you can go to AME.org/Atlanta. Take you right to the registration page. If you can't find it for whatever reason, maybe the internet simply isn't working for you on a particular day, shoot us a note at Scott, S-C-O-T-T, at supplychainnowradio.com, and we will make it as easy as possible for you to plug into what promises to be a great event. And again, open to members, AME members, and AME non-members. So want to thank Jerry Feaster, Larry Fast, and Tim Jenkins, all AME volunteers, for your time today. And we're going to wrap up on a couple of quick announcements here. So If you're a supply chain professional interested in earning a supply chain management credential, one of the industry's best, you can come check out APICS Atlanta classes at Georgia Tech Supply Chain and Logistics Institute. As we all know, APICS Atlanta is a great sponsor for Supply Chain Now Radio. We've got upcoming CSCP and CLTD boot camps the week of June 24th. So after you go attend the AME Lean Summit and pick up a variety of best practices, you can come out a month and a half later and earn your supply chain management credential. For more information there, you can go to SCL for Supply Chain Logistics, scl.gatech.edu. Or, of course, you just know we'll make that easy for you. Also, we are proud media partners, Supply Chain Now Radio is, of EFT's upcoming 3PL and Supply Chain Summit in Atlanta, June 10th through the 12th. Great speakers. We're going to be broadcasting live there from the EFT 3PL and Supply Chain Summit, courtesy of Becker Logistics. So you can learn more about that organization at beckerlogistics.com. To learn more about the event, you can check out EFT.com or you can shoot us a note and we'll get you more information. So big thanks again to a very passionate panel. We had Jerry Feaster on, former Vice President of Manufacturing for Lochinvar in Tennessee, who's now a current AME and a proud retiree. Again, congratulations, Jerry. We had Larry Fast, Southeast Region Director, a board member with the Association for Manufacturing Excellence. Appreciate what you brought to the table, Larry, and great to have you on for a second time here on Supply Chain Now Radio. And finally, Tim Jenkins, plant manager at Horaeus Tenevo, who has lined up an incredible array of plant tours, I think 14 of them, as part of the 2019 AME Lean Summit here in Atlanta. So thanks, Jerry, Larry, and Tim. To our listeners, be sure to check out other upcoming events, replays of our interviews, other resources at supplychainnowradio.com. You can find us on iTunes, SoundCloud, all the other leading sites where podcasts can be found. Of course, we'd love to have you subscribe so you don't miss anything. On behalf of the entire Supply Chain Now Radio team, this is Scott Luton and wishing you a wonderful week. We hope to see you next time on Supply Chain Now Radio.